Born in New York in 1843, Henry James was a renowned author and a forerunner of literary modernism, a prominent movement intent on reinventing literature to reflect a rapidly changing world. He lived in England for many years and traveled across Europe, producing fiction and travel journalism about Americans in Europe and Europeans in America. In 1878, James published the novel Daisy Miller to great acclaim. In 1881, he produced the novel considered to be his masterpiece, The Portrait of a Lady. Set mostly in England and in Italy, one of James's favorite locations, The Portrait of a Lady is a story about love, hidden motives, and betrayal, and an exploration of shifting power dynamics in relationships. Isabel Archer is a young, beautiful, and intelligent American. She travels to England with her aunt, determined to find her own way in life. Expected to marry, Isabel rejects two suitors. She values her independence and is at her happiest with her cousin Ralph. He cares deeply for Isabel, despite her doubts.
I don't know what you care for. I don't think you care for anything. You don't really care for England when you praise it. You don't care for America even when you pretend to abuse it.
I care for nothing but you, dear cousin, said Ralph.
If I could believe even that, I should be very glad.
Ralph, ill with pulmonary disease, makes plans to give half of his inheritance to Isabel. Although his father would have liked Ralph to marry Isabel, Ralph hopes that the money will help her stay independent and ensure that she is not forced to marry for money.
Ralph leaned back in his chair with folded arms. His eyes were fixed for some time in meditation. At last, with the air of a man fairly mustering courage, I take great interest in my cousin, he said. But not the sort of interest you desire. I shall not live many years, but I hope I shall live long enough to see what she does with herself. I should like to do something for her.
Ralph, however, is not the only person making plans for Isabel. Madame Merle, a socialite and friend of Ralph's mother, visits Mr. Osmond, an American expat living near Florence. Whilst hiding secrets of her own, Madame Merle makes her goals abundantly clear.
She's beautiful, accomplished, generous, and, for an American, well-born. She's also very clever and very amiable, and she has a handsome fortune.
Mr. Osmond listened to this in silence, appearing to turn it over in his mind with his eyes on his informant.
What do you want to do with her? He asked at last.
What you see, put her in your way.
Unaware of this secret matchmaking, Isabel travels to Italy, where she meets Madame Merle, Osmond, and his young daughter. She trusts them, but could she really be happy as Osmond's wife? Before long, Isabel finds herself feeling manipulated.
Madame Merle had done what she wanted. She had brought about the union of her two friends. There were people who had matchmaking passion, like the votaries of art for art. But Madame Merle, great artist as she was scarcely one of these. She thought too ill of marriage, too ill even of life. She had desired that particular marriage, but had not desired others. She therefore had a conception of gain, and Isabel asked herself where she had found her profit.
According to the author, The Portrait of a Lady began with the concept of a young American woman affronting her destiny. He reveals Isabel's dilemma as she wrestles with the forces of fate and the idea of entering a relationship while still preserving her identity. In 1996, Jane Campion directed a film adaptation of the novel, starring Nicole Kidman as Isabel Archer.